Father Leslie Rumble was an Australian priest who hosted a radio show called Question Box, in which he answered apologetics questions from listeners. Father Charles Carty, an American priest, had a similar radio show called The Catholic Radio Hour. These two priests compiled many of these questions and answers in a series of books called Radio Replies. We present here some of the questions and answers.
Miracles. Question. I am a materialist and cannot admit miracles, alleged or otherwise. Answer. You are not really a materialist. Neither thought nor love are material things, yet you believe in them. Your statement, too, conflicts with reason. When you say alleged or otherwise, you can only mean alleged or not merely alleged but historically true. The miracles in favor of revelation are historically certain. Question. I am glad my religion rests upon its own intrinsic good, not upon foolish miracles. Answer. Whence came your religion? Did you invent it for yourself? And are you sure that because it is pleasing to you, it is therefore pleasing to God? Did he tell you so? And how can you say that you are glad that your religion ignores facts? That does not seem to be an intrinsically good position. Remember also that the revelation given by God is not only guaranteed by miracles, but really does rest also upon the firm foundation of its own intrinsic good. Your religion, including the denial of facts, does not. Question. Must I believe the miracles recorded in the Gospels, believe a thing which cannot be substantiated, in order to be saved? Answer. You are not asked to believe anything which cannot be substantiated in order to be saved. By what rule of evidence, then, can the miracles of the Gospel be substantiated? By sworn affidavit, or, in other words, by written declaration on oath. If in a modern court I offered documentary evidence given by my friend Jones, the court would wish to be satisfied concerning five things. 1. Did Jones write this statement, or is it a forgery? 2. Is it just as Jones wrote it, or has it been altered or tampered with by interested parties? 3. Did Jones have reliable knowledge, or could he have been misinformed? 4. Granted his knowledge, was he telling the truth or lying? 5. Does he make this statement under oath before God? Now, when I offer the Gospels as documentary evidence, I am prepared to prove that the assigned authors wrote the books, that the books have not been tampered with, that the writers had first-hand knowledge, that they did not lie, and that they gave their testimony under oath before God. Question. If miracles were necessary to convince men 2,000 years ago, why not today? Answer. Miracles were necessary during the preparatory stages of religion, and above all during the earliest years of Christianity, that the final perfection of that religion might be rapidly and firmly established. Once that true religion was solidly established under the form of the Catholic Church, there was no longer the same need. The Catholic Church is evidence enough in herself, if any man will study the facts without prejudice. However, miracles still occur in the world, and a study of the happenings, say at Lourdes, will provide any man with sufficient evidence if he approach the matter with a fair and open mind. Question. It is always the same. Miracles happened last week, last century. They will happen someday in the future. They never happen today. Answer. That is a sophism of the purest ray serene. Don't you realize that time is essentially in constant succession? Do you want today to stay fixed, never to yield to tomorrow? If a miracle did happen today, you would only have to wait 24 hours and then say with a sigh, "Ah, yes, it happened yesterday, never today." All the miracles which have happened occurred on definite days. It was today when they happened, but the today on which they happened cannot remain static. And if it is an historical fact that a miracle occurred a century ago or a week ago, the fact that our today does not happen to be a week ago in no way disproves the fact. Is all this too deep? Let me give you a simple argument based upon your principles. They say that kings of England have died in the past. It is thought that they will die in the future. But I have searched the papers in vain to learn that one died today. The truth is, I don't think kings of England ever die at all.